We now have a guest in studio. Can you please tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, my name is Dave Niemi. I live in Bradford, Ontario. I am an electrician, I guess, by trade, but the most important thing in my life is I'm a father of 14 and also a grandfather of 7 children. And yeah, that's pretty much it. We have 10 at home and we have 3 married. One lives out in Outlook who is not married, but other than that, nothing too much more to add, really, I think. But
we have one of your married girls in Outlook, too.
Yes, yeah. That's right. Yeah, so we have 2 of our children live in Outlook.
Yes. Yeah. So that's fun to have that little connection here. Mm-hmm. You have come to Summer Services from long way, just like so many other guests here on site. Before we had the interview, or before we started live here, we were talking about your trip down to come to services, and you were talking about something fun you did. Can you tell the listening audience about that?
Yeah, so like generally when a lot of the believers from Toronto head to Summer Services here in Minnesota especially, we make a stop for a night at Haskib Lake. So this year we stopped there. There was probably 30 of us at least. And yeah, we warmed up the sauna, slept the night there, and then headed out the next morning on Thursday then to come to services. So
what a fun way to break up your trip.
Yeah.
That just sounds absolutely lovely.
Yeah, it's such a special camp that it's nice to use it when we can.
Yeah, so, totally. Yeah, so the that brings to mind, of course, the Haskib services that happen in August and the camps that happen there and everything. But Toronto has been quite involved at times with Haskib Lake or in the past.
Even. Yeah, especially I would say early years and before COVID, it was quite, I guess, attended by Toronto. COVID kind of stopped that for a while, and I think through the midsummer services it's kind of reawakened the desire to go and attend camps at Haskib and participate there. So we'll see what happens with the camp, but we can leave that in God's hands.
Yeah, for sure. It's a little bit of a long trip for you to go from Toronto to Haskib, isn't it?
It's about 1,000 kilometers, so 600 miles. It's, you know, 10-hour drive to go there, so it's a bit of a commitment, but you never regret when you go there.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that probably a lot of people would say that. Some of us are lucky to have a camp real nearby us, like us in Saskatchewan. We live maybe a little bit further. We're 1 hour out.
Yeah.
The people in Saskatoon have to come a bit further, but we get pretty spoiled for being able to have the facility so close.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, that would be a nice, and that would be nice, but for now, that's a camp that's closest, and, you know, even our own children have actually made use of Prairie Shores.
Yeah.
For confirmations and pre-compo, so it's been
nice. Plane ride isn't so long.
No, exactly, and it's easy in that way that, as a parent, I can send my kid on a plane there, and they get picked up, and then I would go then just once for the confirmation exercise and fly back with them, so... Mm-hmm. In that way, it has been, in some ways, easier.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that easy plane.
And then connection. We have that connection with our children there. It's nice to go and visit. Gives an excuse to go there.
So yeah, any excuse to see the grandkids, right?
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. So.
Right. So now thinking about summer services, today is our final day of summer services. How has your experience been?
It's been good.
Despite the rain and the humidity.
Despite the rain, and I mean, that's a minor detail, but it's just been good to be here and to listen to that same message. There's nothing new. And also, it's nice to see friends, you know, that you don't see so often. And you see them here, and it's just nice to see that we're all still on that same way.
Yeah, the connection and the to feel the unity and to be reminded of where we are and why we are here,
yeah,
is so refreshing and gives so much energy and motivation and, I guess, comfort and all the positive things.
Yeah, it's just nice to visit and can reconnect with people you haven't seen in many years. And there's many I wish I could have seen here that I, just with the amount of people, I haven't been able to visit. But it's been very nice and refreshing.
So. It's like you go back and look at the pictures online and say, oh, they were here.
That's right, yeah. No, that's all. We've actually done that in the evening. I'm like, they're here somewhere, but I haven't been able to find them. But maybe still before the end.
Right. So you referred to the same message, the message that is the same for through the years. Has there been a certain message in sermons that has especially spoken to you?
I think, again, it's nothing new. But that we live in a kingdom of grace, and that simple message of the forgiveness of sins, and also that instruction that we would travel with a clean conscience. And again, that call to those outside of God's kingdom and those prodigal sons and daughters that to return back to God's kingdom.
That message is so simple, like you say, simple and unchanging. Yet I find myself anyway as a human that it's so easy to forget.
It is, and I just always think when I'm at services and I'm able to hear that message, it almost makes me emotional, even though I know what message is coming. But it's just reassuring and comforting to hear it.
Yes, the gospel is what we live by. It's our strength and everything.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even matter what the language is.
No, like, you know? And then that's the thing. Like, we've had Finnish ministers, two of them serve here already, and it's the same message. It's actually reassuring, and it's so nice to hear. And I hope those brothers know how important it is that they do come here and serve North American Zion so they can see that it is that same message.
It is. Yes. And it was interesting. I was able to listen to the Swedish summer services this year.
Yeah.
And I had one of the sermons going, well, because they had side-by-side translation, that's why. And one of my girls said, as she heard the gospel preached, she said, I don't know Swedish, but I recognize that.
Yeah. No, and that's the way it is.
Yeah. Because a lot of the words are kind of close to English. And so it's
And it brings to mind even, like, Hannu Kinnunen in a sermon yesterday spoke about when they would go to bed, they would say that, you know, to each other, that you know. And it's, that's what it is. It's, we know that message, and we know that we desire to hear it. And it is just so refreshing. And gives strength to go now and carry on into everyday life. So,
if you're in a place where, for example, there aren't many believers around or something, you can even, just hearing the gospel can make the whole world brighter.
Absolutely.
And reassure you and make you know that I can keep going.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. We've already talked about this question. Why do you think big services are important?
Yeah, for that reason. Yeah. And it's not even just those gathered here, but I think even this summer service radio is part of that. That those that aren't able to attend, they can hear that same message there in their homes.
You can feel like you're at summer services, or that's our Absolutely. Hope.
Yeah, no, and I think it is, even with the YouTube, and it's almost like being there. Not quite the same, but
yeah, not quite.
You
the
get
same.
A part of it, right? It's very nice.
You can get your, quote, visits in between the services when you hear the programs. It's
That's
like
right.
you're talking to somebody
Absolutely.
About their life. Yeah. So thinking about next year's summer services, what is your role in the planning process?
So there's three of us on the executive planning committee, Jay Kodari, Chris Haleman, and myself. So we're the ones, I guess, taking the lead and starting to plan those and picking the heads and moving forward with the planning.
So summer services are where and when next year?
They will be July 1st to 4th, and they will be in Essa, Ontario at the Agriplex, which is the same spot we had it 10 years ago. It's an outdoor venue. And
yeah, so very similar to Silver Springs here.
Very similar to Silver Springs, just a smaller scale, maybe a third or a quarter of the amount of people will be there, we hope anyways.
Okay, so you're planning for smaller numbers just because of distances.
That's correct, yeah.
International borders. Absolutely. And so on. Yeah. Yeah. So how is the planning work coming along for
Well, we have our site obviously reserved, and we picked, the motto has been chosen, and we have the heads, the main heads picked out, and we're working through the subheads there, but and then I guess in the fall we'll have our main meeting, the kickoff meeting for the planning.
So how many members are there in the Toronto congregation?
We have, I think our last count at the annual meeting was 130 members.
Will there be enough to fill all the roles? There are a lot of roles.
I think like with the other Eastern, like the old Eastern area, we'll be able to fill most of them. And then I'm sure there'll be a sign up put out for those wanting to help out when they come. But yeah, it should be in pretty good shape.
Okay, with our own members, so good to hear. Yeah. Last year when we were planning Outlook Summer Services, I just remember, I think I got asked to do three different roles. Like there was, you know, because I was involved with the broadcast, and so people didn't realize that I was doing that role, and so there were three different jobs I was asked to do. So I was thinking, is it going to be the same in Toronto?
Yeah, no, that, I mean, that has kind of been the struggle to find people that you want to be aware of their situation in life too.
Yeah.
And the responsibility then, you know, and the time that is put into it. But so far we've been able to fill them.
Well, it's kind of amazing how God always provides.
Mm-hmm. He does.
Yeah. And every year the summer services happen, and the planners and the hosts work, put in hours and hours and hours, and get very tired. But I experienced last year anyway that the work is, it gives so much back.
It does. And when we have that blessing from God, we know that the work will go forth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God's promises are sure. Mm-hmm. Just like Sunday school lesson.
That's right. I was just going to say, just like Sunday school lesson. Yeah.
Yeah. So the service motto has been chosen, you mentioned. Can you share it with us and tell us how it was chosen?
So the motto, it is from Isaiah 51, and it's from the third verse, the first phrase there, "For the Lord shall comfort Zion." And it was chosen in a roundabout way. We asked the congregation for input on mottos, and we received numerous recommendations. Yep. And then we sat down and we kind of went through them, and everybody picked the three that they felt were good. And then we obviously submitted them to the pastoral committee. And this specific one was not one of the ones submitted, but very similar. And it was to do with the context. We talked about it, that even though this was on our list, the other ones were very similar, same message. And that was like the message that we felt was that it felt good that, you know, the Lord shall comfort Zion, and it's, we've been able to experience it ourselves.
Well, I'm getting emotional here just hearing that. It's just so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Such a beautiful, beautiful message. Is there anything else that you would like to share about that service guests can look forward to next year?
Well, just that it's very similar to Silver Springs, and the drive seems far, but I welcome everybody to come and experience the Toronto area and even Ontario. It's a beautiful place to visit, so welcome.
And even Niagara Falls is nearby.
Absolutely, it's close by. There's lots to see.
There would be plenty of things to fill up a vacation week.
Absolutely,
yeah. Or two. Yeah. Do you have anyone that you would like to send greetings to here at the end that might be listening to this broadcast?
I guess just as we've even heard in services, those that aren't able to attend due to perhaps, you know, sorrow in their life, a loss of a loved one. And those that, you know, due to age and ailments that are perhaps just listening online, that as we've heard in the sermons, you are remembered, and lots of loving greetings.
That's a really nice point to end on. So many people are coming to my mind too.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for speaking with us today, and have a good rest of the day today and a good drive back home to Ontario.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Nice to be here.